Hello and welcome to Ask a Lion, presented by Detroit Medical Center. I'm Tori Petri, and this week on Ask a Lion, we have wide receiver TJ Jones. TJ, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, for you guys who aren't aware, this is the segment where we take your questions from social media and we ask the Lion. So we'll kick it off here, TJ. This first one is a would you rather question from Sean Gagne. Which would you rather fight, one horse-sized A'shaun Robinson or 100 duck-sized Amir Abdullahs?
Probably one horse-sized A'shaun Robinson.
Really? Why is that?
Because you just got to get through one. You know, 100 of anything is going to be tough, so I'd rather take my chances with one.
A'shaun, though, a horse-sized A'shaun.
You could probably just run around a lot, you know, tire him out and then trip him up or something, hopefully.
It's funny. We actually had Amir on this show, and he chose that he would fight A'shaun, too. He thought he could take on A'shaun. Lions Pride wants to know, who on the team really reminds you of a character in a TV show or a movie?
I would probably say Ebron reminds me of Fat Albert.
Wait, can you expand on that? Why is that?
I think similar personalities, similar traits, you know, so it's. I think it's a good match for Ebron, you know, maybe a little nickname on the side.
Go Lions 87 wants to know, if you could be any superhero, who would you be and why?
I would probably be Iron Man.
All right.
He has a lot of gadgets, a lot of cool suits. He's smart, makes a living off of being a superhero. Doesn't have to be, you know, hidden. So probably Iron Man.
Yeah, he does have it easy that he doesn't have to have, like, a secret identity.
Yeah, everyone knows where he lives and can do nothing about it. So
you got to be a superhero this week at the Children's Superhero Ball for cancer patients.
I did, but I was Superman. So I got there. And they already took my Robin costume I was supposed to have, so I ended up being Superman.
John C. Salter wants to know, how often do people mix you up with Marvin, considering you're both receivers with the last name Jones?
At least once a week. Once a week, multiple times a game, people get us mixed up. And it's we just learn to laugh at it, and we just call each other the Jones brothers just go with it.
Yeah, just roll with it. K&A O'Connor wants to know, what is your favorite topping on ice cream?
Either cookie dough or Oreo crumbles.
How about both together? Those are really good together.
You can do that too. Oreo on top of cookie dough ice cream.
So. All right, I like it. Okay, last question for you from Pride of Detroit. They want to know, if you could sing a celebration instead of dance. So if you made a touchdown, you could sing a song instead of do a celebration dance. What song would you choose?
Oh, that one takes some thought.
Yeah.
If I could sing a song.
Because you got your dance prepared. You know what dance you would do or what celebration. Ping pong, curling, all like that. Double dutch in the end zone. But if you had to sing a song when you got there, what song would it be?
There's a song in the movie Sing. I don't know what it's called. It's sung by the Porcupine, who I think is played by Scarlett Johansson. But my daughter turns up for it.
Okay.
So that would probably be my song. It's not the manliest of songs to sing, but one that I think she'd get a kick out of.
I like it, though, because that comes with being a dad.
100%. You know, she runs it now, so got to make her happy.
There we go. All right. The song from Sing. That's what he would celebrate, too. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Ask a Lion. Make sure you stay tuned to the Lions' social media accounts to find out who will be joining me next. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petri.